Hi, friends, and we have a very interesting show for you today. When we started, we were going to be talking about a topic that was, well, to say somewhat controversial would be kind of an understatement, but since we put this together, God has worked in a mighty way, and the part that was upsetting for me and many, many others has been taken care of. So we're going to interview today Kay Inslee from the group Zion's Joy. And Kay is the writer of a song by the name of What Would Heaven Look Like? The music video for this song was in the midst of this controversy. We're going to let Kay tell the story because she tells it very well. But before we get into the interview, I want you to listen first to the lyrics of What Would Heaven Look Like by Zion's Joy. Then we'll talk with Kay Inslee. I know you're going to enjoy today's podcast.
For peace, endless strife, war in our streets. Hearts are so divided, eyes that can't see. Is there hope for humanity?
Yes, there's a place where sorrow and heartache won't exist. Mankind will stand hand in hand.
Every race and creed will praise Him. Every tongue from every nation, as one will all worship His name.
Oh,
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast today. And we have a special guest with us. We have lots of special guests here on the show. And we are very excited to have Kay Inslee with us. She is from the group Zion's Joy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ed, thanks so much for having me.
Well, we originally were going to discuss a little bit of a controversial issue, but we'll mention that, but we get to learn a little more on this setting about you and the group. Tell us about Zion's Joy.
Well, Zion's Joy is a multicultural group. We're based out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and our desire is just to share the love of Christ through music and through positive music. We are made up of about between 8 and 10 members, and depending on who we have on the road, and we just have an awesome time ministering. We minister all over in churches, prisons, homeless shelter, just anywhere there's an opportunity, we love to go and share the gospel.
And I think I read yesterday that the group has been together somewhere around 10 years?
That's correct, yes.
And tell us about the beginning, and tell us a little bit about when you started in with the group.
Sure. Yeah, the group formed around 2008, somewhere around there. I was not in the group at the time. The group started from the heart of Robert Stevenson, and he's been in the music industry for a very long time. He was actually a former backup singer for Marvin Gaye, and he just had this desire to bring together a multicultural group. He felt like the industry was lacking that in a lot of ways, and wanted to show unity, and that it was his heart. So that group formed, and then I've actually been in the group for almost the last 4 years, and I've had the opportunity to really experience a lot and go a lot of places, and it's been pretty cool to be a part of.
It sounds very exciting and it's a big deal.
It is. It really, really is. We're having a lot of opportunities right now. Things that I didn't see coming, just bigger platforms than I could have ever imagined. And I know that's because of God and His favor on us. And we're just so thankful for those opportunities.
All right. Tell our listeners what happened yesterday.
So do you want me to start from the beginning?
Yeah, go ahead and start from the beginning.
We released our radio single called What Would Heaven Look Like? And we did a video to go along with that and released that to Facebook in June. We had the video up for about a week, and we were receiving a ton of positive feedback from it. It was incredibly humbling. We had people from all sorts of backgrounds and walks of life, and even people that wouldn't refer to themselves as being people of faith, really reaching out to us and responding. So we decided because of that we were going to have Facebook, we were going to pay Facebook to boost our posts. So we went to Facebook on two separate occasions to do that, and they rejected that both times. So they're citing political content, which is something we can talk about with this as well. So a few days after that happened, when they turned us down, we went back to look on Facebook to see where our views were, to see, you know, what was going on with the comments and everything of that nature. And when we went back to look, Facebook had completely taken the video off. Without any warning to us that they were going to be doing that whatsoever.
And not much of an explanation either, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
When I found out about this about 24 hours ago, the first thing I obviously did was go to look at the video.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange in that I hadn't even gotten enough information. I just Googled the song, and I got the lyrics version of the song instead of the video that caused the problem.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the whole thing and listened to the lyrics and read them there on my computer screen, and I was amazed that anybody could take any offense to one word that was in the entire song.
You know, and that's exactly how we felt about it. I had the opportunity to co-write the song with Robert Stevenson, who is the founder of Zion's Joy, and you know, when we started writing this, you brought me this idea, and I remember looking at the idea and thinking, wow, I think we have something that could be really special here. And I think, you know, we're in a season that this really could minister to people and bring healing and hope. And so that was our heart from the get-go. So to have something deemed as controversial whenever you are doing your best to really display it in a manner of love and Christ's love for us, it was discouraging. It was a little disheartening, for sure.
As a fan of music, as a person who works in media that... you know, you get scrutinized a lot over things.
Right.
You know, you kind of get used to what is going to be looked at differently or negatively. And there was like zero.
That's kind of bizarre about it. You know, you saw our lyric video. Did you end up actually watching our actual music video?
Yes, I've watched it through several times.
And so we felt like, although there were perhaps political scenes that were at the beginning, those political scenes were not, it was not a political song in itself. Those were related, if you look to the lyrical context of what we were singing about. You know, so our first few lines of the song is, hear the people crying, longing for peace, endless strife, war in our streets. And we wanted to bring the reality of what is going on. We wanted to bring the song to a place where people understood it, where they could relate to it on some level, because then after that happens, we go into our chorus and say, but what would heaven look like? People of every color, loving one another, bigotry and hate are absent. So we start with maybe some things that, you know, are controversial things that have happened. However, the song is not controversial, and the video in its context is not political whatsoever. And we were very, very careful to make sure that that wasn't. That's not what we were doing in this video. It was like, you might have differences with somebody. There might be a lot of things happening. There might be a lot of negativity, but you know, let's backtrack. Let's find some common ground here. Let's really learn how to see somebody else's situation and not just be blinded by us and our selfishness at all times. And let's see if we can really have the heart of Christ and the eyes of God. Let that be opened to us so we can love people, and we can love people well, the way that God intended for us. So that was, you know, that's been our whole goal for this.
I told my friend yesterday, I said, the lyrics to this song are exactly what America needs right now. I just feel that way. So the shock of what was going on, wow. Go ahead and tell us how things finished up.
So we actually ended up getting some pretty big media buzz yesterday. One of the breaking stories actually came from the New York Times, and they reached out to Facebook for a comment, and Facebook stood by their original stance on the situation. However, within a few hours, they retracted that. They reinstated our Facebook video and issued us an apology. So it was a pretty insane turnaround very quickly from where it had been to now the fact that it's back online. They put it back everywhere with all of the, you know, original views. It's like nothing had happened almost. It was a very kind of bizarre thing, but we are really, really thankful for that turnaround, because we believe, like you said, this is a song for the times. This is a song in due season. This is a song for America right now, and we wholeheartedly believe that.
I wrote some things for our website, forwarded it to media outlets, family, everybody that I could think of to get the word out. And I even, when I was sending it, I was thinking that, you know, I have one group of people I deal with that are more political, and, you know, that's the kind of things they're in. And then mm-hmm. I've got family and things that don't want anything to do with that. And let's never talk about that. And I sent it to, like, everybody. I can't, Christian, non-Christian, and you mentioned earlier that you were getting a lot of attention on the song from all different, you know, ways of looking at things.
So many. Mm-hmm.
And so let us know what you think this turns out to, maybe it turns out to be a blessing instead of a problem.
You know, that is actually what we've really been talking about the last 2 days in our group, that, you know, something that maybe was meant for harm, I think is really coming around, and the Lord is turning it around for our good. And I love that. I love the redemption of God in situations where we feel like things should be going a certain way, and maybe they look like they're falling apart in our lives, and, you know, the Lord swoops in and he just changes the situation. And literally with us, I mean, it changed it within a few hours for us yesterday, from the original stance and then back to it. So it's definitely felt like a huge blessing for sure.
Well, I personally feel like God had to have intervened somehow. I expected Facebook to dig in, and especially after reading the New York Times article and what they had said there, I thought they're gonna fight hard on this one, and they've been known to fight hard.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that apology, and we're very thankful for that. And I think probably when the video was really looked at, and all of its content and all of its context, there was no denying that there wasn't anything controversial going on here. That this was indeed a song of hope. And really, how can you censor something like that? I mean, this is a song that people need to hear. This is a song for everyone.
Again, I did a lot of talking about this yesterday with people, and I said, did they even read the lyrics or watch anything? I mean, it's almost like they just, something popped up on their screen, they turned it on, seen those first couple of pictures, and said, no, this is not.
That is what it appeared to be. I'm not for sure, but... You know, I'm just thankful that somebody went and gave it a second look.
Yes.
And that minds were changed. And I hope, because somebody had to sit there, I'm believing, and watch it in its entirety, that maybe that heart was changed at that moment. And yeah, maybe that was an opportunity for that person to experience something in that moment. So I'm not really for sure exactly what happened with the situation, but hey, we are really pumped that it is back out there and ministering to people. We've actually had several comments on it this morning when I woke up, from different people that hadn't seen it, but they're now seeing it again on Facebook. So that's been really exciting too.
And I was thinking that this kind of all started with you guys trying to boost the post on Facebook.
Correct.
And you were going to pay to have that done. And there's probably no amount of money that can pay for the exposure you got yesterday.
You know, it's actually beyond my wildest dreams right now, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, I didn't ever think, you know, I wrote these lyrics, you know, co-wrote these lyrics in my little bedroom in Indiana, and little did I know that it would be getting the kind of media coverage that it's getting. And it's very surreal. I'm a little taken aback by all of it, and it's definitely been a whirlwind the last 2 days, for sure.
Well, you have to be ready, because you never know how much God is going to work through a situation. Let me give you a short story here before we go. If you've heard the song Fight My Battles, I've talked to the girl who wrote that song, similar to where you are here, and they put the video on YouTube, and somehow Michael W. Smith saw what they had done.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael W. Smith called and asked her if he could record her song. And
that's amazing.
It is. And yeah. she's like, well, what do you think? I'm going to turn Michael W. Smith down on...
right, who's going to do that?
And now he's performed that song at an award show. And
yeah.
And the band, you know, that they have has gotten tons of exposure. So just be prepared. God may have something really, really big in store for you guys.
You know, we are really believing that. I just believe that, you know, all of this, the Lord's hand is on all of it. And we are believing for such good to come out of this. And I feel like it already is. And we are just believing that the song is going to be much further reaching than what we even originally thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like it's happening right now. So we're excited to see what's coming up.
Yeah, I see so many similarities. You know, the other song didn't have controversy in it, but, you know, the heart of the person that wrote it, you can tell that your heart is exactly where it needs to be on this, and so was hers.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And, you know, that's one of the benefits of doing what I do. I get to talk to people like you and get to know them a little bit, and I always want to be an encourager for that, because so many people, well, yesterday's a prime example. You got kicked yesterday.
We did. It was a little rough. You know, even in that, I just felt, before that all even really happened, I felt like the Lord had been preparing my heart. I think he never leaves us in a place where maybe we're completely shocked by something. And the last couple of weeks, I just felt a burden to really pray and just trust God in every situation. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was about to come, but he knew. And, you know, God loves us so much that he doesn't ever leave us. He doesn't ever forsake us. And he, you know, he holds us in the palm of his hand. And I just felt like that's what's been happening the last few days, that the Lord just has us exactly where we're supposed to be. And for any of your listeners, I just encourage them right now too, if you're in a spot where you feel like you absolutely have no idea what's going on, and you wouldn't have picked the situation or the circumstances that are happening, be encouraged right now in the name of Jesus, because God loves you, and he is not going to leave you, he's not going to forsake you, and he has not forgotten about you.
Well, I always end my shows with a word of prayer. So is it okay if I pray with you?
I would love that, absolutely.
Father, we thank you for this new day that you've given us, and we thank you for the blessings in life that we have. And sometimes we are blessed with things that we have no idea that is a blessing. Yesterday, Father, this topic that we're talking about today didn't seem like a blessing. But less than 24 hours later, we're talking about things happening that we had no clue that could happen. And Father, that's how you work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do things. You work through us, and you've worked through the group Zion's Joy. Now, Father, I pray that they take that blessing that you've given them and provided, the opportunity that they may have never had before, to take this message of joy, this message of unity, this message of doing things the right way instead of always being in strife, and help them to take that message throughout the world, and help the people who hear this song to take it to heart and to share it with others, not because it's a great song, which it is, but because of the message that it brings. We thank you for Kay and all of the other band members. We thank you for the gentleman who founded the group and his wisdom in doing so. And we pray that you would just use them, Father, in a mighty, mighty way. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, now that I know we are so close, I definitely have to look you guys up.
You have to. We would love to see you out at one of our shows sometime soon.
Tell us real quick before you hang up, social media and how they find you guys.
Yes, so you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Zion's Joy, and then also our website, zionsjoy.com. And this video is What Would Heaven Look Like, which is on Facebook, it's on YouTube, and then it's on the digital media music outlets as well, if anyone is interested in purchasing that.
Your website again?
zionsjoy.com.
All right. Well, I know, talking to the listeners here, that if you listen to this song, you won't take any offense to it. I can't guarantee many things in life, okay? But I can guarantee that there is nothing offensive, and it is an amazing song.
Thank you so much, Ed.
All right. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. Have a good rest of your day.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston Podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.